Do you want your products seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.
Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Ishan Jaleel and I'm going to discuss today about sourcing and supply chain management. So whatever I am going to discuss is again the basics and the most common things which most of the sellers ignore. The very first thing is the sourcing part. Let's discuss the sourcing. For the sourcing, we look at Alibaba 1688. And for the USA sourcing, we look for the thomasnet.com and we search Google with keywords. If you want to source some supplement or, for example, garlic press, then you will go to Google and you will type manufacturer garlic press USA. So these sort of keywords you will use to source the products within the US. Next thing is the supplier credibility. You must have to make sure that the supplier is credible. He has experience. So there are a few checkpoints you need to clear. The first one is the supplier has to be a gold supplier for at least 3 years. 3 years, why 3 years? Because we want to make sure that he has enough skill level or the speciality level to produce products and to ship products. Second thing, the trade assurance is compulsory, so we can make sure that our payment is secure. So we always pay with trade assurance. Third is check the company which verifies the supplier. So the supplier is verified. If it is a gold supplier, then the company is verified. You need to check which company verifies the supplier. So it has to be a credible company. Most of them are credible, but there are few known. So you have to verify this as well. And the fourth one, check what certifications supplier has. There are few certifications like ISO 9001 and there are a couple of others. So you need to make sure that the company has those certifications with them to make sure that they are producing quality and they are following the standards. Next is check the supplier location on Google. Some of the suppliers in China, every niche has its own ground space where all the factories are located. For example, if a factory is producing some bed sheets, then all of the factories nearby that factory will be producing bed sheets. So you need to make sure that that particular supplier is located in that area. And you can easily check that by going to their contact us section and check their address, then copy that address and paste it into Google. And then search on the Google. Next is check if the supplier is manufacturer or a trader. This is a very easy task to perform. You need to check what they are actually producing in terms of products. So if they are producing the same niche products, like if they are producing only office products, then they are manufacturer. But if they are producing office and kitchen and garden products, then they are most likely traders, not the manufacturers. And the last one is check the supplier address if it is close to the port, the shipping port. So this is another important point to look at, because if the factory is located far from the port, then the transportation charges to the port will be high. So we need to save that cost as well. So check these points on the supply check. And while contacting suppliers, make sure you have all the knowledge of the product. So all the knowledge of the product means like what material is used to produce the product, how it is produced, and the lengths, the measurements of the product, and every bit of a knowledge which shows that to supplier that the person is contacting me has the knowledge of the product. So he is not just blind and just saying that, okay, I need this product, I need like 500 or 1,000 units. You need to make sure to supplier that you have the knowledge so that supplier takes you serious. The second point is search supplier with the specialty instead of product keyword. So for example, if you have a product in leather, okay, so in like leather jacket, you can say, and you have to search the supplier with the keyword like leather product manufacturers. So these type of keywords you need to use, which shows you that whoever supplier is popping up, he has specialty in leather work, and he can make any kind of product in leather for you. So this way you can just differentiate on the supplier part and get better prices. I have got a little better prices by using this method. And do not send Amazon competitor link or Amazon image to supplier. Try to find the product image from website or on social media. So whenever we send Amazon link or Amazon image to supplier, they get to know, okay, you are going to sell on Amazon. And they increase the prices. Or if they are personally already selling on Amazon, they will give you really, really high prices. So on the start, at least send them a random image, copy the image, take the image from the competitor website or on Pinterest, and send them that image to initiate the process. Next is contact at least 30 suppliers. Okay, the more the better. So you can have a range of quotations, and you can check that the minimum point is, for example, $1 and the maximum is $3. So whoever supplier is giving you above than $3, then that supplier is not the manufacturer, or he just don't want to do business with you. So you can consider these things. So contact as many suppliers as you can to get the best possible lowest prices. The next is talk to them on WeChat or Skype for quicker response. I personally recommend call them or have a video call to see their factory, to see what they are doing and how they are doing it. So the video call is a lot better. This sends signals to supplier that the other person who is contacting them is really serious. Okay, so next is the supply chain management. These are the very basics for the supply chain management, but very really important, which I have seen no one is following, whoever is in contact with me. So the supply chain is all about numbers. Okay, so you have to play the numbers game. You have to calculate how much inventory you need for the whole year. Okay, so you have to calculate the inventory for whole year, not for the next replenishment. This doesn't mean that you will order that full year inventory, but you have to plan how much you are going to sell. Okay, you have to calculate that. You have to check the holiday seasons are coming. What holiday seasons are coming, like Black Friday or any season is coming near to you. You have to plan accordingly. Plan your promotions. If you are going to do promotions in upcoming month, then plan in advance. If you are going to do promotion, then you will need some extra inventory to support. Okay, so you need to plan all the promotions. If you are going to do lightning deals, or if you are going to do influencer marketing or any kind of stuff, then you need to plan accordingly. Next is ask the supplier what holidays they have for the whole year. So you have all the dates available in front of you when the China is off or when your supplier is off. Ask the same question to your freight forwarder as well. So you can plan everything in advance that this date I have to order the inventory so that my supplier can complete the inventory at this date and I can ship the inventory from this date to receive at this date. So you have to plan accordingly. And ask the suppliers if there are any new policies coming which can hurt production. And plan for the whole year upfront and mark your calendar when you need to order the inventory. So if you are not using any paid tool, then you can use Google Calendar and mark the calendar to plan your whole year inventory. Okay, so the Google Calendar will tell you that at this day you have to order your inventory. You can use any tool as well. And this is like a tip as well to have some better negotiation. Once you plan the whole year inventory, send that file to your supplier to get the better prices. And your supplier will see that and he will take serious. He will take you serious. So that's it for the sourcing and supply chain. And let's get back to the question and support. Okay, so Vikas Mazar, is there a specific method for sales forecasting? For the sales forecasting, if you are already selling on Amazon, then check your past sales. Okay, like the percentage of increase on your monthly sales and then forecast accordingly. If the sales are consistent, then add up to 10%. And you have to increase your sales by 10% onwards. So this is how you can do that. And the other way is check your competitors and check their past sales. What they are doing, their sales are increased or decreased. And check your keywords search volume. If the keyword search volume is increasing on a specific period or not. So this is how you can forecast your sales. Share some hints to convince supplier for credits. For credit, you have to have a strong relationship with your supplier. Okay, that's why I am asking you to use video calls to gain your supplier trust. Once you gain your supplier trust, they can give you credit. And once you send the whole year inventory plan to them, this will also gain the trust. And mostly suppliers will give you credit once you have at least 2 to 3 transactions. But I have seen some people, they are having a credit on their first order even. So it's all about trust and it's all about your communication skills. For the UAE market, how to analyze the sales? Same thing, use a tool to check the past sales. And if you are already selling, then you have your own past sales. So calculate accordingly. But you will be expecting in the coming months. Okay, so next question. Not very helpful if I am going to announce anything. I already did that, but it was not very helpful. If I am going to launch a new product, what is the method to make a full year inventory plan? And how will we know about the time period you shall call inventory for the you? Here is how you can do it. For the newly launched product, we estimate the monthly sales. Okay, for and order the inventory for 3 months. Okay, this is how I do it actually. I ordered 3 months inventory. Then once you calculate, you have the per month inventory. For the second run, use the same amount. For the second inventory, use the same amount. For the third inventory, increase 10% on top of that. So this way you can have forecasting, a rough forecasting. And once you start selling, then you can redo your forecasting on that point. Okay, this is easy to do. If you are going after the very accurate numbers, then you will end up having frustration on it. So at least try and at least go for it. Go for what you have calculated in the start. Only grow, but not. There are no accurate values on the tools, so you have to rely what they are giving you. Okay, so Square, what reason for post-pandemic effects? Then we discuss anything related to queries. We have ordered twice from them, whatever, they don't come on with the card due to poor English. So you have to gain the confidence of your supplier. So this is like, they are like, for the poor English, you have to gain their confidence. So they can at least come on the video call and speak however or whatever they can. Once they come on video call, then it will be easy to gain trust. Getting the credit is all about trust. Okay. Once you gain the trust, then they will offer you the credit. So the first thing, you have to gain their trust. Can you please share? Yes, I will share. I will prepare a sheet or a document, and I will put together all the resources I am using for my business, so you can have access to all of them. Any other questions, guys? And just to update that we have a series of these live sessions, and this was my second one, and the next is tomorrow at 2 a.m. and Baldwin will be coming. Baldwin is a real man on the marketing side. So he will be sharing the really good stuff on the SEO and copywriting part. So make sure you attend that as well. And then we will have some couple of other sessions from the Baldwin and from Howard as well. So I will keep posting and inside the group. And we are doing these sessions only inside this group and the Signalytics group to make sure that we are the value to the group members. These are not the open sessions. We are only doing these inside these groups. How to get extraordinary rates from suppliers, as we know that Chinese sellers are also getting in Amazon. Extraordinary rates you can have by visiting China, or if you have someone in China, then ask them to go to Chinese factories, because there are some Chinese factories which are not on Alibaba or 1688 because of the language barrier. So for the extraordinary rates, you have to visit China or use any sourcing agent, so they can get you the cost, lower cost, but you can find on Alibaba. But don't go for too low, because they will reduce the quality. Abdurrahman, I didn't get your question. Could you please explain a little bit in detail? Okay, which platform countries are better for sourcing other than Alibaba China? How can we really know? We really know which countries will be cheaper for sourcing. What I have seen is mostly people, the sellers, the big sellers, are sourcing from Mexico. I am also going to explore that. I am pretty sure that Howard is doing that. I will ask him to give some tips how they are doing it. But the Mexico is the second one after China. So explore the Mexico sourcing. Okay, so which documents we required for sourcing, which are must? Can you give a list of the relevant? Sure, I will make a list of documents, but you just need to have a invoice and a contract. Okay, and make sure you put to both of these documents to inside the trade insurance. Let's do this for five more minutes, and then let's conclude this. Can we get letter of authorization from supplier? What kind of letter of authorization you're talking about? Could you please explain a bit? And one more thing I forgot to mention, that make sure you have trademarks in China as well once you do sourcing. So no one can copy you, or no one can like give you a threat on your product. Hubbard made a short video on it as well, that how the Chinese sellers are doing it. So it is inside the group video section. Please watch that video as well. So from the last 30 days facing out of stock, now most of the keywords are de-rank. I mean, also gives a delivery date 3 days after. So this is still not clear. Like Amazon, because your inventory keep changing the zip code and see what the delivery dates you can see from with different zip codes. So if because Amazon like distribute the inventory to different warehouses, so that's why on your zip code there is no inventory nearby to that zip code. That's why you are having three days delivery date. So check from the different zip codes to make sure that they are showing delivery date after 3 days or not. Yes, they can give you a letter of authorization, but what kind of patent infringement? It is design patent infringement or what? How to bounce it forward in contract? Most of them don't even agree on doing the contract. We got scammed by freight forwarder twice and able to do anything against them. So to bound the freight forwarder, make sure you do a transaction with trade assurance. Once trade assurance is involved, then you have some security on your payments. And this is an alarming situation. Once your freight forwarder is not agreed to do any contract. So this is the alarming situation for any side, like for the freight forwarder and for the supplier as well. Do not do business with the people who are not agreed to do a contract and use a safe payment method. Okay. In last session, you said instead of the price and avoiding the by lowering sales velocity, you should suppress the listing. You can just remove the main image and it will suppress your listing. This is the simple method you can use. There is another method as well, but this is the simple one. Just remove the main image and Amazon will suppress your listing. And if Amazon takes your second image to as main image, then remove the second image as well to suppress the listing. I can change my zip codes, but most of the time face this problem. No order ratio is very low. So in this way, we really cannot do anything because Amazon is taking care this thing. All of your inventory is in stock, or still you can see some inbound. Because in this scenario, we really cannot do anything. Design patent infringement. Vikas, you really need to contact some patent expert who can solve this issue for you. All of the inventory in stock. Abdurrahman, I seriously don't believe like we can do anything on it. So you just have to wait. Because pulling out your inventory and then sending back in will cost you. So I do not recommend doing this. Just keep looking. And if you can open a case with Amazon that why they are like showing 3 days delivery date, make it quick. So they might help you in that. Okay, guys, let's finish today's session. Thank you so much for joining, and I really appreciate your questions, and I'm just loving answering those questions. So keep coming, because we have a series of these sessions, and these, again I repeat, these sessions will only be in this group and the Signalytics group. So we are not opening these sessions to everyone outside this group. So we can make sure that we are giving value to you people. So, and I would request, if you think you have some connections which can take benefit from these sessions, then please, please invite those people to this group so we can create some good audience. So thank you so much and see you tomorrow. Take care. Allah Hafiz.
Do you want your products seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.